Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hello, welcome to the devotional. And in Genesis 25, we see the death of Abraham. But I want you to see the big picture, and you will see how God called one person out of his own country, out of idolatry, and God wanted that person to be separated from the rest of the world and be holy before God. Abraham came from the land of Chaldea. This was the land of idolatry. In Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 35 says, "A sword is upon the Chaldeans, said the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men." Verse 38 says, "Land of graven images." Now, there was idolatry and corruption in the rest of the world, and God called Abraham from the land of graven images, where there was full of idolatry. God called one person to be separated unto him. And so we see true church are the people who worship the true God should be separated from the rest of the world. Now before, when there was wickedness in the earth, God destroyed the earth with a flood. But this time, God did not destroy the earth when there was wickedness, but God called Abraham and his family out of the world and to be separated unto him from the rest of the world. This was God's great work towards the work of redemption. God is already laying the advanced preparation for the Lord Jesus to come. It was necessary for the seed of the woman, where Christ was going to come, should be separated from the rest of the world. So, beloved, in calling Abraham, God laid a kind of a new foundation, where the visible church of God was built on this foundation, where Christ would actually come. Abraham is called the father of the church, meaning the father of all that believe in Christ. He was a foundation, a root, an offspring, rising as a tree, which that tree is distinct from all the other trees. But out of that tree came a branch of righteousness, that is Christ Jesus. After Christ, the natural branches were broken off, and the Gentiles were grafted into the same tree, so that Abraham still remains the father of the church, or root of the tree, where Christ is the seed. Dear beloved, God wants us still to be separated from the rest of the world, meaning we should be distinct from the world, as God cannot be joined together with the idols and devils, or with truth and falsehood. It is necessary that the church should become the visible church that is still in the world, where the members of God's family are scattered all over the world but are united to one head, that is Christ Jesus. And the visible church is the lighthouse to the world, where sinners can be drawn to the feet of Christ. So the true church, how do we know the true church? Because the true church is distinguished by the purity of the doctrine, of the teaching, of the word of God, and obedience to God. That means the true church is going to be different, because the true church is going to be a peculiar people who would solely stand on the true word of God. Now, C.H. Spurgeon gave a sermon about 152 years ago, and it was a warning sermon, and it was called A Solemn Warning for All Churches. And I'm going to take a little quotation here and there and see how this is so relevant to us today. And he went on to say, "You can scarcely meet with a man who does not call himself a Christian." It is true today. Everybody says they are Christians. And that was 152 years ago. Just imagine today, everybody says they are Christians, you know. I got a Bible at home, I'm a Christian. My grandfather was a Christian, so I'm a Christian. I'm born into a Christian nation. Then he went on to say, and it is yet equally hard to meet one who is in the very marrow of his bones, thoroughly sanctified to do the good work of the kingdom of heaven. And what he's saying is, yeah, a lot of people are saying that they are Christians, but it is very hard to find a true Christian who would truly believe in the Lord Jesus and who would truly obey God and who would live a holy life. Then he went on to say, the whole nation appears to have been Christianized in an hour. But is this real? Is this sincere? Well, during the time of Spurgeon, there were no microphones, there were no TV, there were no Christian radio stations. But still, during his time, it looks like a lot of people are saying Christians and everybody is being Christianized just within an hour. How much more today? Where there are evangelists calling and there are thousands and thousands of people are being saved. And there are massive crusades and there are Christian radio stations, TVs. And how much today this is so relevant that our nation is all Christianized within few minutes. But is this true? Is this real? Can we see it? Well, if we see that thousands and thousands came to know the Lord, there got to be a huge difference. That's towns should change, societies should change, and there will be a big change in behavior, in conduct. But we don't see that today. But we see, on the other hand, the nation is getting even more and more wicked. Spurgeon went on to say, look at our own denomination. Meaning Spurgeon was a Baptist. During his time, he said, look at our own Baptist denomination. See how it has deserted the leading truths of the gospel. For a proof hereof, I refer you to hundreds of our pulpits, O Church of God. But I am a voice crying in the wilderness. But I must still cry. He was telling the Church of God to wake up and preach the true doctrine of the Word of God. But I'll tell you, a lot of pastors will say, hey, we preach just the Bible. That's it. Nothing else. Yes, but how many times they dance around the Scriptures? How many times they will play gymnastics with the Scriptures? How many times that they have their own ideas, our own notions, and they will bend the Scriptures to put their ideas into the Bible? That means the Bible is conformed to their ideas. Well, it should be the other way around. The Bible should not be conformed to any man's notions or ideas, but all people, their ideas should be conformed to the Bible. That means sometimes there are hard scriptures, hard passages. When it comes to those, we cannot bend the truth. We got to tell just the way as it is. Even though from our emotional perspective, we don't understand it, we cannot tell this is what God meant and kind of sugarcoat the Word of God. That's what's happening today. That's why we need to cry out and tell the truth so that we are living in these last days. And when we are living in the last days, it's going to get darker and darker. But I'll tell you, there's still a remnant that is living. That is the true Church of God. And they will get brighter and brighter.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of